The focus of this visit was supposed to be completion of an historic nuclear cooperation deal. President Bush and Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh reached an agreement in principle last July to provide help for India's civilian nuclear power industry, while at the same time putting the program under international safeguards. Negotiators say the final deal is almost complete, but acknowledge the most difficult issues remain. How to provide guarantees that technology provided to India's nuclear power program will not be diverted to develop nuclear arms. India is trying to come up with a formula to separate its civilian and military nuclear programs, which have long been intertwined. Both sides say it is doable, but President Bush acknowledges it is not easy.
Our relationship with India is broader than our discussions about energy. Ours is a strategic relationship. It is a relationship that's got strong ties because of economics and our military, our desire to help democracies such as Afghanistan.
Mr. Bush says the agreement is important, but stresses there is much more to the Indian-American relationship than this one deal between Washington and New Delhi.
It's a difficult issue for the Indian government. It's a difficult issue for the American government. And so we'll continue to dialogue and work. Hopefully we can reach an agreement. If not, we'll continue to work on it until we do.
New Delhi was supposed to be the first stop on the president's South Asia tour. Instead, he made a bit of a detour.
Mr. President, welcome to Afghanistan.
Hamid Karzai, the Afghan president, hosted President Bush for a working lunch in Kabul, their first meeting ever on Afghan soil. The surprise visit Wednesday lasted about 5 hours. In addition to his talks with Mr. Karzai, Mr. Bush participated in ceremonies marking the official opening of the U.S. embassy, and he spent time with American and coalition troops at the Bagram military base. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the president in New Delhi.